We are up to Birchas Kriyashma. Birchas Kriyashma start off with the bracha of Yitzhar. Why is this bracha of Yitzhar called Birchas Kriyashma? What does it have to do with Kriyashma? And why is it said before Kriyashma? The Taras HaMincha Rishon says that the reason they're called Birchas Kriyashma is because in the bracha Yitzhar, Hamer Lo'olam, we talk about Yichud Hashem, and we say that there's no other koyach in the world except for Hashem. Even the Shemesh Direch, the Malachim, as we're going to say, they're all tachas the shlita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They submit themselves to the jurisdiction, the Mekavim Aleim, Malach Shemayim, the Malachim, and the Shemesh Yirech, they were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it constantly creates them anew every day. As Mepharshim point out, Yoitzer is, the Shlach says, it's every single day Hashem is recreating the Shemesh, the Yirech, the Tzvah Shemayim. So if these things, the most powerful forces in the world, are all constantly being created by Hashem, and the Sefer Haman in Haggai says that they're not only were they created by Hashem, but they're b'mitzvahs Hashem, and they're going. Yesh adon l'birzu, Hashem is constantly running this world with everything in it. That's what we need before we're makabel on ourselves on Malchus Shemayim to show that everything is from Hashem, and with this it's a greater Kabbalah, all Malchus Shemayim. The Alter from Sabotka used to say that we say this before Birchas Kriyashma, before Kriyashma, the Birchas Kriyashma, because first we have to be Mizbainin in the Gadlus Habayre, and only afterwards are we able to say Shema with the proper Kavanah. Once we know how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, how powerful He is, then we can properly say Kriya Shema LeKabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim with the proper Kavanah. Reb Shimon Schwab says, as we'll talk about later from the Rishayim, Yayin V'Laylo is Meramis to Ra and Toiv, and the Bracha is really, the Nusach HaBracha, the Pasuk in Yeshaya is Bar Ra, so it refers to Ra and Toiv, that we're saying all the opposites come from Hashem and they're all created from Hashem. And they're all underneath the anhaga of Hashem. Now our monk says, don't make a mistake and think that we're thanking Hashem on a new day. Because this we already said when we said the bracha of Hashanah Masach Mivino, Lahavchim in Yom Ven Loilo. But we're thanking Hashem for Ar, because Ar is the Makar of Chias in the world. Ar gives light to this world, and it's the way where life is referenced in this world is through light. And we're thanking Hashem that He gives a new source of life every day. Because this comes from Hashem, the source of all life. And that's what we thank Hashem for every day. Now the Nusach of the Bracha, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikeinu Melech HaOlam, Yoytzer Or. Hashem was Yoytzer Or. He created Or, Uvayra Choshech. And He created dark. Now, there's a few things that have to be explained with these words, and we'll explain them one at a time. First of all, if Laila came before Yom, why do we say Yitzar Or of Or Choshech? Why do we say Choshech before Or? That's number one. Number two, why do we switch the Lashon from Yitzar to Bara by Or and Choshech? And number three, what does it mean to Bara Choshech? We'll start first with addressing why Or comes before Choshech. So the Maggid Tzedek says, because we didn't want to say a bracha and choshech, therefore we put Or first, and therefore the bracha to Hashem is connected to the Yitzhar Or. The bracha is going on the Or and out of the choshech. Reb Shimon Schwab answers this question in a different way, and he says, based on the Gemara in Brachas that the Gemara says the reason why we say Baruch Hashem in the morning and at night we say Go Arm Nechoshek Hashem Nehar is because in the Haskim be the Siyim Balayla be the Svayla be Yoim. But the Iker of the Yoim is the R, and therefore we say R first. And at night we say Go Arm Nechoshek first, that's the middle of the Laila, because each time we do its own middle first. This is the answer to the first question, why R comes before Chayshech. Now why is Yaitzer R called Yaitzer? So the Rekech and other Rishayim explain the difference between Yaitzer and Baira. Baira is a Yesh Me'ayin. Yaitzer is a Yesh Me'esh. Yaitzer is like a potter that takes clay and he forms a pot. That's called a Yaitzer. So Yaitzer is really somebody that's reconfiguring something, he's reforming something, but he's not creating a creation from new. That is what R is. As the Eibitz brings down from the Medrash in Bereishis, Mehecha Nivra R, Me'ar Levushoi. The R that we have in this world was reconfigured, reconstructed, it was taken and spread out from the R of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the R Levushoi of Hashem, but it's not a new Metzias. The R was there from an R that was there before the creation of the world. And therefore, R is not a Yesh Me'ayin, but it's a Yesh Me'esh. It's a concept beyond us, what it means that the R was taken from the R of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, it is what it is, as the Rishayim bring it, B'Shem the Medrash, that this R is not a R that was created in the Sheshes Me'abreshes, a new force of light of the sun, of the stars. But, it's an R of Ha'etzeb. And therefore it's called Yaitzer R. It's the R HaEtzem that was reconfigured and spread out. And therefore it's called Yaitzer R. Now we say a Lashon Hayveh in this bracha, because Hashem is Mechadosh B'Ketuvah B'Chol Yom Tov Ma'aseh Bereishis, as the Eibitz points out. Victor Miller says when we say this bracha, we have to have in mind that the R has in it many things. It's not just a source of light, but there's vitamins, minerals, and ability for plants to grow. And that's all part of the Yaitzer R. It's the Yitzir Sheyesh Mekam Advar, and has many positive benefits from it. Now we say, Bayre Chayshech. By Chayshech we turn to Bayre. Now is Chayshech a Briya? Is Chayshech a creation? And why do we switch from Yaitzer to Bayre? These are two issues that have to be addressed with the bracha of Chayshech. So the first mahalach we're going to go, which is the Pshutei Shel Mikra, is that Bayre is a Bria. Bayre, Chayshech, I'm sorry, is a Bria. Chayshech is also a creation. And that's why the Pasuk says, Bayre Chayshech. That Hashem created Chayshech. Why is it called Bria? Because Bria is an Yesh Me'ayin, says the Rekeach. And this was a Bria Chadosha, Shaloi Nasa Me'aylam. Because it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was only light before the Chayshech was created, as the Pasuk says in the Hori Ibe Shario, that the light rests with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before the creation of the Chayshech, there was only R, there was only light in this world, there was no darkness. And from here, the Rishayim bring a Raya, many Rishayim, the R is a Bria, and it's not just a lack, because the Pasuk says, Ubar Chayshech, if I can't, you see, before the change of Mebrachis, it was always light. And it's something that it's a powerful force, as the Eibitz list the R Elikim. Since the R is the R of Elikim, it's a powerful force of light. So therefore, you need a Bria of Chayshech to be Saiser it. And the Eibitz says that's why R comes before Chayshech at different tarets to the Kasha of the Rishonim, of the Achronim, why R comes before Chayshech. The Eibitz says the reason is because R in its creation came first, because R preceded the world, it preceded Chayshech, and therefore we thank Hashem for it first. The Eibitz gives a mashal to Chayshech, to the eye, the Eibitz says. That the eye is like a dark chamber. For those who know medicine. And in it shines light. And through it, it creates reflections that make a person see things. And it produces this picture to the mind and allows a person to see things. And this is a mashal to the way the Aron HaChoshech work in this world, says the Yavetz. Now, the Rambam says, the Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says that in the Radak, the Aron HaChoshech is not a bria, it's a heder. And it's, you could say the word boro on a heder because it means God, Hashem was gazed that it should be, and that's why there's a boro chayishik and a boro ra, because Hashem was allows it, he was gazed that there's a mocking for it in this world. Now, Shem Shwab says, we say in the bracha arva chayishik, boro sakol, which is the boro ra in the Navi, to say that everything in the Bria, Chayshech, Ra, everything in this world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything we have to thank Hashem for, because everything is the tavis of a person. And that's what the Gemara means, because the Haskam is Yom B'Layla, Midas Layla B'Yom. To say that there's a purpose of the Chayshech as well, there's a purpose of the darkness. The Maria Muav says the reason we say B'yayim, the La Chayshech is, so persons don't think that Chayshech is something bad, and they don't want to attribute it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Chayshech is good, it has its purpose, it has its benefits. The Maral says a deeper understanding of what we're saying, that it's not just to say that Hashem created both of them, but these are two dramatically opposed things, they're opposites. And if Hashem could create it and attach them, things that are so separate, so different, so opposing to each other, and He can make them work in conjunction with each other, there's a solar system, a night and a day, and it's a perfect harmony, and it flows perfectly, it's a raya that one person created it, because if not, it wouldn't be able to work so well. And this is the raya to Ichud Hashem, that it's one force that created everything. And we're saying that everything is from Hashem, as Rabbi Yonah says on the Gemara, not only Yom V'Laila, but Toiv and Ra as well. Everything comes from Hashem. And again in Bairi, the Mefarshim point out, we say Lashon Hayva, because every day Hashem's Mechadish, Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Magid Tzedek says a different pshat in why it's called Bairi Chayshech. He's going with the Rishonim that Chayshech is a creation, it's not a heder. But why do we use Lashon Bayre? Because on a Bria Kala that you can't tap into, we use Lashon Bayre, as we said in the Bracha of Esher Yotzah, Esher Yotzah is all the Mechachmo, Vara, Vay, Nekovim, Nekovim, that since you can't touch the Nekovim, it's such a fine creation, therefore it's called Bayre. So too, Chayshech, it's a Bria Kala Lemoed, and therefore we say Bayre. Now we say Yitzar Baruch Chayshech with the Vav HaChibur. The Magid Tzedek points out to show the Gadlus HaBayra that they're created together simultaneously as one. Two opposite things had a simultaneous creation. Tov and Ra, everything was created. Yom V'Laila, they're all created at once, and they're put at the times that they're supposed to be. Now going back to the point that the Yavetz says that there has to be a force of light, dark to hide the light, and that's why we need a Bria of Or, a Chayshech. If Shimon Schwab says it in a more gashmistic way, in a more physical mindset, he says the sun and the stars are such powerful forces of light. Really, they should light up much more than they light up, and there should be no place for darkness because it's so strong, which should never be dark. The atmosphere should be totally lit up with all the millions of stars that there are, and each one has so much light to it. How is it possible that there should be Chayshech in this world? That the answer to that is Chayshech is a real Bria, and that it's a force, and it can overpower the light at times. Then we say, Oise Shalom. So the girl says, Shalom is the Tigran of this world. And that's why afterwards it goes, Oise Shalom, Oise Akol. And the Nosach of our Bracha. Because the world in its entirety needs Shalom. And that's the importance of this, that we say it in this Bracha. And therefore we say it over here in this Bracha, Oise Shalom. The Ravon says a different pshat in Oise Shalom. Refers to the creation of Hashem. Not that Hashem made Shalom in this world, but the creations of the world are Shalom, meaning Hashem made creations from two things that don't go together. Mayim is a mix of Eish and Mayim. Shemayim is made from Eish and Mayim. The Malachim are Chatzi Eish and Chatzi Mayim. These are things that usually should fight with each other and not work in conjunction to create a Bria. And still, Hashem made them work with each other. That is Oise Shalom. If Victor Miller points out, it's not just in such drastic things that like the Bria of Malachim, of Shemayim, that are made from opposite things that work in conjunction with each other to do the Ratzon HaBayrei. But even in the bloodstream of a person, or many other times in this world, we see that the blood could do two seemingly opposite things. It brings nutrients to the body at all different places where the body needs it. And at the same time, it takes the garbage and the infections out of the body. So it's doing two opposites, and it doesn't take Chas v'Shalom, the garbage, and put it in the wrong places, and take the nutrients and flush them out of the body. But it's simultaneously giving good to where it's needed and taking away the garbage. And so too, there are many things in the Bria, Rabbi Gdol Miller gives different Mishalim, of things that have dual functions, that are simultaneously, that are opposites of each other. That Hashem made Shalom between the different functions, that they both should be, the same thing, should be able to do both of them. Uvayres HaKol, we say Hashem created everything. The Lashon of the Pasuk in Yeshaya, where this bracha comes from, is Zavoyer Ra. We change it to Boyer Sakol. The Yavit says, the reason for this is because Ra is Seif Meis of Machshavet Chilo. For the Kiyam of the Oilam, we need Ra, because the Ra is Mavchin HaToiv. Without a Ra, there wouldn't be credit so much for the person that does toiv, because there's no ra kenegdoi. The ra is, as Chazal call it, the mavchin ha-toiv. It's the kiyum ha-olam in the way of proper avodas Hashem. And therefore, we say, choshech as a koil, because choshech is the mavchin, not only is it a thing in itself, but it's the mavchin of a toiv. So it's what makes the toiv into a greater toiv. The Gaon says that an amin klala, the Mishnah Brachas tells us, with revar shahakol. What's the reason for that? Because every toiv has some ra mixed into it. There's somewhat of ra in everything in this world, because it's an imperfect world. The world as we have it, till the ultimate geula comes, till Mashiach, when it will be a better world. But right now the world is an imperfect world. There's some ra mixed into every toiv. And that's why we say, Yubayres HaKol, because everything has in it some of this ra. Now the Vedram has a different reason why we say, Yubayres HaKol. Because the Shemesh, the sun, allows everything to be done. So through creating the Shemesh, that's something that's needed for everybody, and something that's needed for everything, it allows everything to be done. And therefore we say, Ubayres HaKol. The Derech HaChaim says that now there's a machlokes between Tov and Ra in this world. But Lasan Avoy, there's going to be no Ra. Everything will be Tov. And therefore in the Lusach HaBrach we say Bayeres HaKol, because in the Asad Avoy it will be Shalom, Oise Shalom of Bayeres HaKol, and everything will be Toiv. Rav Ben Agra says that the R Apidrosh, not Shudish HaMikra, R refers to Seichel, Choshech refers to the Chumriyas, to the physicality. There are really two opposite things, as we explained in the Brach of Asher Yatzah from the Rishayim. Hashem is Oise Shalom Beinayim, and He allows them to coexist with each other. Bayeres HaKol. Hashem created everything. He made Adam, which is an Olam Katan, as we spoke about previously. A person is a small Bria, a small world. And therefore we say about the creation of the world, which has these Afeichim in it. Bayeres HaKol. Because a person's an entirety is an Olam Katan. Reb Shimon Schwab says, when we say these words, we have to realize that Hashem made a complete Bria. That's why we say Bayeres HaKol. There's a shleimus of the Bria. There's a completeness to the Bria that Hashem created the Tavaseinu, and this is part of what we thank Hashem for with these words, Uvayir Es HaKol.